Good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I am so proud to be on RBN and across this nation. Today in Utah, a Patrick Henry caucus on the steps of the most beautiful Capitol building you'll ever want to visit. Maybe over 1,000 people. A grand and great awakening in defense of the Second Amendment. We are talking about citizenry and being a citizen of the United States that should have honor over those who might come here illegally. I'll just refresh us with the 10th Amendment, and then we will return to Mr. Robert Wren for a short segment with us, and he will continue dialoguing with a caller, JG from California, and we want to extend thanks to Gary and Dee and others who have called in the past. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved. We're talking about powers are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people, ladies and gentlemen, to the people, ladies and gentlemen, to you and me. And one of the callers said something about it being crunch time. Surveillance, intimidation for the Second Amendment, cap and trade coming down on our heads today, which will be an energy tax that will totally stifle all of us with some sort of a silly creation of capital with cap and trade, a policy to pollute and get away with it is what it can be, pay to pollute, all those things. Crunch time, ladies and gentlemen. JG in California, back to you.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. As I say, what the mayor of San Francisco has done, what other states are done, it seems, Barbara Jean and Robert, that we do not recognize our roots, and we've gotten away from them. There are great people in law enforcement and government. But I think whether it's like Richard Mack says, an ex-sheriff of Arizona counties, that we need to take it within the states and our counties, and we need to, you know, when the feds come in, if these sheriffs don't, you know, nobody wants violence, but the bottom line is, if these sheriffs cannot enforce local laws through the Constitution, Barbara Jean, I don't know what it's going to take, because the only thing that a lot of these world government elitists understand, like Tom Credo, he didn't say it in these words, but I'm putting it in my words, is force. Because Des Griffin, like he says, they're not going to legislate, let us, and it doesn't look like it. And I thought we still had 2 or 3 more years to accomplish all this stuff. Even the Amero dollar has now shown up in California in a big five sporting goods store. This woman named Rita on a particular store has told me, and I just read in one of my ex-boss's papers of the AmericansBulletin.com that we just sent off $800 billion to China for $400 billion of our debt. And the Amero dollar is now going to China in paper dollars. And I tell you, it's just that if we don't stop these sanctuary cities, there's got to be some kind of legislation within our laws, you know, to negate this, and then stop the enticements in the schools, in the hospitals, make it illegal. And then if one is found to violate, and
we're going to go to that quick break, and we'll be right back.
Build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KT-P50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no
government 4473 forms to fill out.
Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com.
ktordnance.com.
Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Take action and do something. Listen to the energy and the passion of a law enforcement person, JG in California, a U-Fire gentleman in the beautiful valley in the mountains, Heber Valley in Utah, suggesting, thinking, knowing about bills, knowing about certain things that have happened in the issue of illegals and the invasion of our nation. That gives you great hope and gives you understanding. We all need that understanding, a caucus for America, a caucus for our survival. And we now see that California isn't doing that well with the giveaway to another country's citizens. There you go. This has been our topic. We're going to go now to Robert. And if you have a comment about anything that JG has brought up, maybe a little bit more about your organization, U-Fire. I know that you have brought visitors from across the nation, spent your own money as an organization to have proper testimony on the issue of illegal. Many of us are grateful for your organization's effort in that regard, testifying before committees, always informed, etc. We congratulate you for your efforts and your fellow people in that organization. Back to you, Robert Wren.
Boy, there's so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start. I'm listening to your commercials, and I hear them talking about water filters from Berkey. I'm a distributor for them here because, you know, this is something else we have to do is water purification. But that has nothing to do with illegal immigration. I certainly appreciate GJ's passion on this issue, and he's totally right that enforcement is what is needing. And he referring to Maricopa County, Joe Arapaio down there, who's doing a fantastic job on this. I just received an email yesterday about a county sheriff here in Utah County, Jim Tracy, who says that he is doing all these things too in Utah County and trying to worked the thing. He was a little offended because somebody said that nobody in Utah was doing it, and he says that he is. But as far as G.J.'s talking about laws that need to be passed, we don't necessarily need more laws. We just need to enforce the ones that we have. The problem that we have with education of illegals is that the Supreme Court made a decision in 1985, Plyler versus Texas, that we have to educate all people within our boundaries, legal
or illegal.
Does
it say breakfast, too?
It doesn't say breakfast, and that one can be stopped. That's what the education establishment does. Once they get them, they want to spend more and more and more money. But the fact that we have to educate them is enough problem to say that we need to get rid of them by taking away their benefits and taking away their employment. And this is the way the local legislation is going. But the enforcement of the law is the thing rather than the ignoring of the law. And that's what we need to, you know, to focus on is just taking the laws we have rather than passing them. One law that does need to be changed, and that's the birthright citizenship, the anchor baby problem. That law has been introduced at the federal level for about seven straight years, and it's had, you know, 100, 200 people occasionally signing on to it as co-sponsors. And if they did that to take away the citizenship, or not take away the citizenship, stop giving the citizenship to the anchor babies who come over here, two illegal parents, and they have a child, and all of a sudden that child becomes a legal American citizen, and then they complain because we are breaking up families because they have an American child. That can be changed through a simple law. It does not require a constitutional amendment. It's a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment that's allowing them to do it now. And it never really started happening until the late 60s. So that's something that the legislature could do, and that's one we really need to push our legislators to get behind and focus on. But anyway, I'm going to have to break off with you. Let me put
okay, thank you so much, and maybe we can do this again, and I'll use this telephone number because you just appeared on that telephone number. So if I need to reach you, I will call that telephone number. I want to thank you. And, J.G., do you have a comment for Mr. Wren?
Yeah, just one last thing, Mr. Wren. Thank you for being there. In many of our immigration organizations, I believe Barbara Jean had Frosty Wooldridge. These men are in the forefront in the trenches that we just have to highly respect. But the laws I was talking about changing, Mr. Wren, was the fact that I realized that our government has passed laws to accommodate these people coming across. And I understand, God bless them, you know, it's the governments and the legislatures of each country. But we all know why that's happening, which is world government. But the bottom line is the laws I was talking about is we have to change those laws through our legislators to initiate the proper laws within our boundaries and legal, you know, of the Constitution. That's what I was inferring. And get the our law enforcement people to enforce these laws to back up, like 187 was not backed by force or by teeth. As John Statenmiller says, we need teeth. They're going to these continental congresses. I don't know why they're waiting to the end of the year to have this, especially with the swine flu. Half of us may be dead, according to Dr. Carley and Dr. Bill Deagle. But we need to initiate these things ASAP and stop this, as Des Griffin says, you know, decade after decade after decade, and have the enforcement behind it. If it has to be military, boys, well, let's wake up and smell the coffee, because women like Barbara Jean are few and far between, and it's our women that keep us going. Let me tell you, God bless the Lord for inventing the Garden of Eden, because I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your call, and all the listeners out there, I'm sure, extend thanks to Robert Wren, and we'll get back with him again. Great information. Thank you for appearing on Born on the 4th of July. And to the listeners out there, keep calling in. We'd love to hear from you. I'll give the number again, 800-313-9443. In J.G.'s last comment, he brought up the pandemic or the potential pandemic. If someone is maimed, they don't fight too well, or they don't respond very well, or the mechanism of strength is highly diminished because of fear, just normal travel, businesses operating or are closed, and then you don't feel so well. And then the fact that in 2009, we are aware that scientists and governments have reconstituted, recreated Frankenstein in the 1918 flu virus. There has been extraordinary confusion about the numbers of cases. There has been extraordinary confusion about the makeup of this novel flu. There has been almost a silence about how this could have occurred or from whence it came exactly, and how could it be altogether there in such a new and novel form. I believe this is a preliminary activity. I have actually got documents from the UN declaring that there will be simulations of this kind of a virus activity in 2009. Simulations projected, and the date of that document was like earlier, like 2005 or 2006. So I believe that JG is correct. Maybe in the timeline of things, will kick America in the middle, and she will be so weakened, so desperate, incapable, that borders, illegal aliens will not matter. That's a possibility. It truly might be. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, on this next hour, we'll talk about two or three different topics, keeping in line with some of that that we have discussed. I encourage you to call in with your comment, your question, or just a statement, 800-313-9443. We would appreciate your interaction as we go forward here. But it's interesting to note that a gentleman that I used to speak to from Mexico has now come back into the United States, and maybe you are familiar with his work, and it is none other than Alan Wall, and I used to call and talk with him in Mexico, and I now am informed that he has returned and resides and lives in the United States. He recently talked about the advantages of language, and I think, as I say to my young people in our household and to grandchildren, you better be taking Spanish. And then they'll say, I don't want to do that. And I say to them, perhaps it would be wise and a thing of survival. And Mr. Wall has been a teacher for a long time in Mexico and has now returned. And he's talking about foreign language and how important it is that we have those skills if we are inclined. And so he then has taken time to look at the textbooks that you, the taxpayer, may have helped provide. And he's aware that it's impossible to teach a language without wanting to teach some of the culture and interesting and practical information about a society that uses a particular language. But he has analyzed the textbooks that you and I have provided for this study, and it is very concerning to him that it also seems that along with teaching the language, there is an agenda that is other than just language. Sometimes in maps or in the books, the Southwest is colored differently than the rest of the United States on maps, indicating a Spanish-speaking region. We'll continue with this topic as we go to break.
We're We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Addressing the textbooks of Spanish being taught in this nation, Mr. Alan Wall points out that this idea of having a language, of course, he very much endorses, but he's looking at some of the additional information in Spanish textbooks for your children. It is stated there that there are many advantages, and we agree with some of this. Studying Spanish as a foreign language is very much an advantage to you as a student. Nowadays, it's necessary to learn Spanish. It is a de facto official language of the U.S. And who would have thought a few decades ago that you would have predicted that both Democrat and Republican candidates for the presidency would hold debates in Spanish? Okay. In the foreign language story in the educational complex, they also talk about foreign languages and world languages, and that in the United States, now French was the dominant foreign language selected to learn by our students, but now it is Spanish. And truly in the textbooks, he admits that there is that very definite study of verbs and conjunctions and vocabulary that is necessary in learning a language, but it's also very important and practical to bring up other issues. But you'll see a list of Spanish-speaking countries, and they will include in that the United States. And then certainly Texas, Florida, and California are enumerated as states that would be Spanish-speaking. So now we have the United States included as a Spanish-speaking country. So that's very interesting. Also, that we have to have for a career opportunity that you might need this. In the historical information in these textbooks, it indicates that Spanish territory later became part of the U.S. None of this is not true, but it is the dominance and the presentation, he's saying. Spanish language culture is very important and part of our national history. Spanish were the first American explorers and so forth. And now we don't want to negate history, but he's asking if in the historical content, if it could be put together with other issues. Also, you'll find the United States is a Latino country, and it is the Latino community in the United States, you will find in one of these textbooks, and they were all listed where these could be found. I'm not taking the time for that. Largest ethnic group in U.S. What about the English-speaking majority as being an ethnic group in the United States? It is not listed or indicated there. What about every day the United States becomes more Latin? And like I'm saying, this is not anything that isn't true, but the text of these books, and one of them in particular, asks, would it be a good idea for the United States to share a common currency with Mexico and Canada? Please answer why or why not. The textbooks seem to celebrate the Hispanic cultural conquest of the United States. And is the educator is merely asking if this could be more in keeping with the historical content of the United States, maybe an interpretation that might be different and a little bit less pro-Hispanic. So something to be aware of, you might want to go to vdare.com and look at the article by Alan Wall and see for yourself what kind of a comfort zone you have. My encouragement would be learn to speak a lot of languages. I wish I spoke one very well, but I do not, and I'm sorry about that. I have talked about personally taking some classes, and maybe that is very essential for America to do so. So we can be like the nieces and nephews of Gary in California and understand just what is being spoken, and it might be to our well-being and survival. Another issue that I would like to bring up on this hour, just as an awareness feature, and that is the idea of cap and trade. It's a little bit different, and it's not the pandemic, but it is another issue that could weaken the survival of the United States. And prior to getting into cap and trade and talking a little bit about that, I would like to just share with you a couple of paragraphs as we brought up the idea inadvertently of the pandemic. We have spoken about that in depth on a couple of shows a week or so ago. We will speak about that again, but it is not going to go away. Here again, individually, you must be informed. We'll go to break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had the coup d'etat of money. We have all of that trillions of dollars going somewhere that we don't know. We've had the scare of a pandemic in the late part of April. A lot of questions there. I'm going to read from an article by John Stone. The date, May 17th, 2009. The title, A Lethal Mixture, Swine and Bird Flu. This is just a paragraph, but I think it is very worth taking to heart and thinking about what he's writing here. There have been, I'll start again. So many aspects of these stories are not reassuring. There have been no more reports on the Baxter flu disaster since February 9th. For those of you who don't know, they sent out contaminated, very lethal samples and what have you to many nations, and they gave it to some ferrets or something, and they all died, and it went into Czechoslovakia and all different places, and yet they are getting a contract since this latest problem, Baxter, okay? There have been no more reports on the Baxter bird flu disaster since February 9th, 2009, it is not exactly reassuring, which at best sounds like criminal negligence of a high degree. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization and the CDC remain silent. Health officials have failed to deny that the swine flu virus could have been created in a laboratory, but merely claim that such a security lapse is unlikely when we know a much worse one occurred within the last 3 months. And Julie Gerberding, if you want that name, it's Julie, Gerberding, outgoing director of CDC, fails to deny that swine flu is man-made, but only tells us that she is not concerned. End quote. I recommend that you Google Johnstone, a lethal mixture, and see if you can't also locate his work. These are the questions. Whether this is a man-made, created, novel flu. If novel flu is what they can call it, then ask the question. I would ask your leading people on television who are interviewing the CDC and people are all watching and all that, ask them the tough question. How often does this occur? Where could it have happened? How does it work? Is this usual? Is it so novel that we don't know? How can we find out? All of those questions should be made inquiry before a vaccine is created, which, as I understand, is underway, and the possibility of mandatory vaccination. That's the kicker. That's the one that could take us down. So with that topic aired just a bit, I would like to go to the cap and trade, because this is happening right now, and economically it could hit like a pandemic. So a lot of people say they don't understand cap and trade, and they hear about it, and it's now on fast track. Trust me, they're meeting in committee right now. The chairman is Henry Waxman, and he has a counterpart, Mr. Mackey. I'll give the telephone numbers in case you want to call, and as we hope we talk about this, you will be ready to go and want to make your opinion known. And perhaps you like this. I would love to hear from you if you are a supporter of cap and trade. 1-877-851-6437. I believe that's still a working toll-free number. 1-877-877, call 1-877-851-6437 or regularly 202-225-3121. Ask for your member in the House of Representatives. So cap and trade carbon tax is now on fast track. And Chairman Waxman was holding committee hearings yesterday and the day before. And he would like to have it out of this committee within 48 hours. He officially skipped the subcommittee and sent out a memo that the 1,000-page bill would be pushed through the key Energy and Commerce Committee on Thursday. Quote, my goal is to conclude consideration of the legislation on Thursday, May 21. Members should be prepared to work late into the evening. So we have a radical bill on fast track. A lot of folks think that the carbon tax, like pandemic, will be the most dangerous and oppressive power grab yet seen. Maybe even worse than the bailouts. The Waxman bill will give the government the power to regulate and control the air and you. And you will be forced to pay. Waxman wants the bill wrapped up and through the Energy and Commerce Committee this very week. There is some building opposition out there, and there are some Democrats of his party that aren't too excited about this. And I believe that it is so important to make the calls, if you feel inclined, make them now, because this will be an extraordinary tax. So if you feel inclined, please make the call today. Do it right now. I have a list of just a few of those that are on the committee, and they vary. I just picked up a few in case some would be listening in that particular state. In Utah, you might wish to call. These are members of the committee. Representative Chaffetz, the number there, 202-225-7751. I have a Representative Michael Ross, 202-225-3772. I have Representative Charles Gonzalez out of Texas, 202-225-3236. James Matheson of Utah, 202-225-3011. Representative Zach Space of Ohio, 202-225-6265. They are rushing this through, and this should not be something that is rushed through. Ladies and gentlemen, over 1,000-page bill to be rushed through the House. It is a very big power grab, and it could possibly be a tax increase like you've never seen before. And it's interesting to bring this about. I know it's the desire of the new administration, but certainly the consideration of the economic downturn that we are experiencing, the timing is certainly not the most appropriate moment. We have, like I say, we've got a pandemic threat. We have a financial system in decline. We have threatening things happening in Pakistan, and we're still at war in two or three different places. Oh, my, a lot of things happening and the stability of your nation at risk. We are aware that the administration is pushing and exhorting Mr. Waxman to fast-track the energy tax. But guess what? A memo has leaked out from the Office of Management and Budget. The decision to regulate CO2, the memo said, for the first time is likely to have severe economic consequences. I'm quoting from the memo. And this information is supplied by GrassFire, if you're interested, grassfire.com, I believe it is. So it's very essential that you check out the information. I will correct myself, grassfire.net, grassfire, all one word, .net. But they have a copy on their website of this very memo. And I repeat again, from the Office of Management and Budget, a memo leaked to the administration, quote, the decision to regulate CO2 for the first time is likely to have severe economic consequences, especially on regulated entities and small communities, it indicates. The memo goes further. That CO2 has no demonstrated direct health effects. That couldn't be too helpful to the administration at this time, but you can go find that for yourself. And even if you are the greatest environmentalist ever, and there are good things about being an environmentalist, there is nothing wrong with being more conscientious and careful of the great outdoors and what we use, etc. This is something quite different, cap and trade. It is a creation of a new, extraordinary taking and money-making scheme. $3,100 for every family in the United States. The cost is a low-key projection, over $3,100 out of your budget if this goes to effect. And those are the numbers that are given, and I'm not going to say how did they come by them. But anyway, there is a great cost factor, and some analyst has put that out there. Last week, it is known that Obama, the president, met behind closed doors to pressure the members of the House to pass the carbon tax. There are ways that things can happen very fast. You better believe it. And so if it is a very desired item, it can just roll right through the House of Representatives. And Mr. Waxman might even skip a subcommittee hearing on what is projected as being the $2 trillion carbon cap and trade tax. And it's called the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, Comprehensive Energy Legislation. And they are touting, and this sounds positive, we just have to check it out, the bill is supposed to create millions of new clean energy jobs and save the consumer billions of dollars in energy costs, enhance America's energy independence, and cut global warming pollution. Now, this is the description of the bill that I'm reading to you, and it sounds very good, doesn't it? It has four titles: clean energy, energy efficiency, global warming, setting limits, and transitioning. It does not address, which I find very fascinating, it does not address how to allocate tradable emissions. The draft of the bill allows covered entities to increase their emission above their allowances if they can obtain offsetting reductions at lower cost from another source. What am I saying here? That's part of the bill. Wait a minute. The bill that they're to sign on to and get passed in the House does not address how to allocate tradable emissions. Now, if you're a new kid on the block and you just know that it's global warming and the sun's hot, and certainly what everybody's telling you is true, and you'll trust your leaders and you'll trust the Hollywood people who are advocates or whomever is speaking on this issue, you'll listen. Have they talked, when they talk about global warming, have they talked about emission credits to you? Are you aware of that feature? Now, I think it's so fascinating that this 1,000-page bill does not address how to allocate tradable emissions. But, and I've got this one starred, the draft allows covered entities to increase their emissions above their allowance if they can obtain offsetting reductions at lower cost from other sources. Ask yourself, who is going to give them their allowances? How is that going to work? Another key issue that the discussion draft does not address is how to allocate the tradable emission allowances that restrict the amount of global warming pollution emitted by electric utilities, oil, and other sources. This issue will be discussed among committee members. Are you feeling really good yet? Washington Post, May 20th, 2009. Monday afternoon, there were the opening statements and the debate got underway in the committee yesterday. And they spent 8 hours discussing all of these things. Cap and trade, are you up on the discussion yet? Are you understanding what it means? It's a system that forces polluters to amass credits to their emissions. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Once again, you may wish to call your member of the House and tell them how you feel about cap and trade, setting a national limit on the greenhouse gases. But it's interesting because if you have a certain cap, you can still negotiate, right? So if the end result is to eliminate greenhouse gases, how come there's so much play underneath or within this cap and trade program? If a polluter emitted less than their allotment, they can sell the excess, okay? So there was an amendment that it was introduced yesterday, and perhaps it's still part of the bill and will be, to create an energy deployment administration to provide loans and loan guarantees to companies interested in renewable energy. The committee shot down a proposal to count wood taken from mature forests on fed land as a renewable biomass. Now, this is what you need to remember most of all. Representative Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan, had an extraordinary debate for his amendment. He suggested there should be a mechanism in this bill to allow the United States to get out of cap and trade if India and China, two large producers, so-called, of greenhouse gases, did not agree to similar limits like unto the United States. Originally, remember, in the late 90s, the Senate of the United States, almost 90 to something, voted against the Kyoto Treaty. They knew then about emission credits. Through the years, as we have spoken on climate change or the Kyoto Treaty, and in interviewing people who were up on the info, I would always ask, are emission credits part of this story still? And always the answer, yes. Now 2009, cap and trade, emission credits. Get on the bandwagon, America. You need to know about this. But of course, his provision suggesting the United States might be held on a par with China on pollutants as far as the treaty is concerned did not make it. He was concerned that without the provision, as they're formulating this bill that I wish would go away, that our plants would be forced to relocate to those countries. He pled with them not to eliminate our middle class and send them off to China and India. In a recent poll, it was suggested that their taking of inquiry indicated 75% of Americans don't understand cap and trade. That was a Rasmussen report. Under cap and trade, it elevates somebody, I don't know who they're going to be, lawmakers, maybe Mr. Waxman, to place annual limits on or caps on GHG, global greenhouse gases. And then officials can auction off. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new market. Thanks for listening. A financial market. New currency. Efficient credits. To your detriment. You've been listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. See you tomorrow.
With recent